MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Government's new foot and mouth disease vaccination draft is facing opposition. The country's veterinary profession is pushing back hard, warning the provision is legally unsound and could undermine the outbreak response. At the heart of the matter is a requirement that SAVC registered veterinarians must also obtain approval from private body RMIS before taking part in the national vaccination program. SAVA and RUVA SA have condemned this. We speak to the president of the South African Veterinary Association, Dr. Ziyanda Majokweni, who's going to be telling us more about this. Thank you very much, Doc, for your time. Let's start with some context as to how we got here.
All right. I think how we got here was that there was a version of the scheme that was submitted as part of the submission from the Department of Agriculture to in response to the Sake Liha case. And that version of the scheme indicated quite a few areas that were concerning to the veterinarians. Mainly, I will say, centralizing some very key issues to a particular organization in terms of various things, talking about registration of veterinarians with that organization, talking about it defining animal traceability in terms of that meeting the interoperability needs of that organization. So we were then concerned as veterinarians because we felt that this would not, one, be fair to all the farmers because there's an issue of access and so on and so forth. Secondly, veterinarians are already subjected to a registration process with the South African Veterinary Council. And we have run schemes before and have never needed to be registered with any private organization. So that was also a concern because that was not clarified. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why we felt that we needed to work with haste with this was that in that version that was provided and in the submission made by the DG, it was indicated that it had been completed on the 23rd and this would be looked at by the ministerial task team on the 24th and then signed by the minister and immediately gazetted. We then felt that we needed as an organization to sound the bell to say, no, but this cannot be. We cannot provide a version of this nature of this scheme, which is supposed to be open to various users within the country, also be open to veterinarians to be able to utilize the scheme and to allow other traceability systems to be used. Because, for instance, government has developed a traceability system. They term it the LITH system. And if which may be not as interoperable with the version of the traceability system that had been indicated.
Okay. So, Doc, so that's if how we, let me join yeah. you, please. So what we're hearing here essentially is that there was no consultation with bodies such as yourself. So the due process wasn't followed in terms of consulting you and other organizations. What do you know also about this private body, the RMIS?
The RMIS is an organization of industry and comprises of various it represents, let me say, various interests within industry. And it's an organization that we work well with. However, we're just concerned about the way that the scheme was drafted, you know, in just to look at the one organization, which we knew fully well that does not represent all industry players, all farmers that needed to, you know, to form part of the scheme and so on. Okay. So it was based on that we also sounded that.
Okay.
However, since we have been told, though informally, that the issues that we had highlighted had been indeed looked at also by the MTT. And in the version that will probably go to minister, then it will be a version that does not create a monopoly within the system and leaves it a bit more open for other players as well to come in. And most importantly, to provide a space for the government traceability system. And therefore, based on that, we then wrote a letter to Minister to indicate that we have had these informal discussions. If that is the case, then withdraw, because our interest was not to be adversarial, but to highlight concerns and issues that may impact on the legality of the entire process. And as such, then that would have delayed the rollout of the vaccine.
Okay.
Otherwise, SAVA, RUVASA, we support the scheme. We support the rollout of vaccine to contain the FMD outbreak. We work on the ground with farmers. We have seen their plight. We work with them every day. We have been playing that role in terms of supporting them in response to the FMD outbreak. So it is not true that SAVA and RUVASA were trying to delay the scheme and the rollout of vaccination. We are merely highlighting areas that we felt were problematic in the scheme in the version that was provided to the court.
You mentioned that you wrote a letter to the ministry. Any word on that? Any responses?
We did write a letter. We have not received a response to our initial letter, as well as we have not received a response to the second letter. So we are hoping that the ministry will then respond to our letter and allay our fears with the indication that indeed those issues have been addressed and the scheme as it stands does not include those matters that we felt were problematic, not only to veterinarians, but also problematic to farmers out there that are dealing with this FMD outbreak.
Thank you, Doc. Dr. Ziyanda Majokweni is the president of the South African Veterinary Association. Thank you so much, Doc. Have a good day.